The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves and said to them on the way, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day." Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left, in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt, but it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. All right, third, fourth, and fifth, are you guys awake? Yes? Kind of? Okay, good. I got a response this time. On Monday, there was no response from 6th, 7th, and 8th, so you're already doing better. All right, so the gospel is kind of interesting today. You have Christ telling his disciples that, you know, "I'm going to have to be crucified." Kind of a scary thing. And then two of the disciples' moms come up out of nowhere and like, "Hey, I got a question. Can you let my son sit at your left and the right?" Do you know what that means? To sit at somebody's left and right like that? In the back. Say it loud. Can't hear you. Hold on. Come closer. Go ahead. Say it again. Standing by his side at all times. It's part of it, yes. Think about... You got an answer? Almost, no. In today, what would you think we mean when we say sit at your left and right?
Maybe if he needs any help, that could be, he could go to his left and right and they'll always be there?
If he needs help, yes, that's very close. All right, hands down, hold on. All right, that's very close. To help him and to be there with him, for him, but it's a little more than that. So what she's asking for, what this mother of James and John is asking for, is power and authority. Who's effectively the right-hand person of President Biden?
Kamala Harris.
Yeah, Kamala Harris, the vice president. That's his right-hand woman. His Secretary of State would be his left-hand man. Blinken, I think, is the Secretary of State. So when the mother is asking for her sons to sit at the left and the right, she's confusing what it means to sit at the left and right hand of Christ. We'll get back to that in a second. Keep that in mind. When she asks this, though, Christ specifically replies with, "You do not know what you are asking for." So this tells us a few things about prayer. One, we have to bring all our petitions to God still. So we ask for anything and everything, whatever we need, even whatever we just want, even if we don't think we need it, but we want something, like, hey, Lord, that new bike would be pretty cool, or that video game, Lord, if you could make that happen, that'd be awesome. But we can also pray for housing for the poor. We can pray for healing of hearts. We can pray for the people of Ukraine, all these different things. And they're good to pray. Any need or desire, any wish, any want, whatever it is, we talk to God about it. We ask for it. These are good things. But the fact that he tells somebody no to a request, tells the mother of James and John no, tells us about prayer that he can also tell us no about our own prayers. So if we ask for that new video game, he's going to tell us no. And that's okay. And it's the being okay with it that it's important. Now, why is it so important to be okay with it? That's the question. Sorry, it's a rhetorical question. So why is he okay with that? Primarily, we have to be okay with that because, like he tells the mother of James and John, you don't know what you're asking for. So she thought she was going to get power for her sons. But who was at the left and right hand of Christ?
John the Baptist?
So the crucifix is there. We don't have any scene of it here. At the crucifixion, who was it? No, the apostles weren't there.
Patrick?
Nope.
His mother and father?
No, Joseph wasn't there. Mary was there, but she was not at his left or right hand. Who was at his left or right hand at the crucifixion?
One of his disciples.
It was the two thieves. They were being crucified along with him, weren't they? Do you remember that?
God
was there, but not at his left or right hand. So it was the two thieves specifically. So could you imagine if Christ would have granted that request, that prayer request of that mother, and gave to her exactly what she asked for? All right, you want your sons to be at my left and right hand? Then show up to the crucifixion because they're going to die with me. Do you know how devastated she would have been? This is why Christ tells us no, why God will tell us occasionally, often, no to our prayers, because we don't know what we're asking for. Or it's not his to give. And so we have to be okay with these no's. They're difficult to hear. They are. Because we want things. And they well up within us, these desires, these thoughts. And it's like, okay, that's cool. I want that. Then we ask God for it. And he has to occasionally tell us no. And so the goal with our prayers then is really to be at peace with the will of God, especially when it doesn't coincide with our own desires. And so how do we do that? How do we become at peace with the will of God? Ultimately, we ask for that grace to accept his will in all things. It requires a lot of trust, and that's difficult for us humans. But we can do it. And so this Lent, I encourage you to reflect on that as much as you can. And just remember, it's okay if God says no. Because even in his no, it's still a love, a loving no. His response, even if he says no, you can't have that. It's not good for you. I know is what is good for you. And so accept that no, even if we don't understand it.